Today she has Masechta Chagiga Daf Yodalad. We will begin on Daf Yodalad Amar Aleph at the top of the Amid, 7 lines from the top. Amalei Shmuel Lechi Barav. Shmuel Satechi Barav Ba'arya. You, the son of a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara obviously calls a Talmud Chacham like an Ari, a lion, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. The Ari is the king of all the animals. And so too is the status of a Talmud Chacham. Ta em lecha milsa. So he said, I will tell you wonderful divrei Torah that your father used to say. Your father, Rab, would say. He says, he used to say, kol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, nevroim malachi asharis mahardina. From the hardina that we discussed in the previous year, that new malachim created from there on a daily basis. Vamri, shira, and then they say a shira, or batli miyad, and they immediately get destroyed. Because what happens, explains Tosfos, is that since they are not aware that malachim are supposed to wait, and as we say every day, shaylam reshusa mizah, that they have to ask permission from each other before they could say a shira, but they don't know that, and therefore they say the shira without asking first. That's why they get destroyed. Because, as we say, they may not say shira until they get permission. Without that permission, they cannot survive. Every day they get recreated. Pliga the Rebbe, this is in disagreement on what Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni said. Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Reb Yonason, called Diba Vadivish Yotzman Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every time a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel speaks, never remember Melech Achad. Another Melech is created. Shnemar, B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Uvruach Piv Kol Tzvam. Says the Gemara, Kosov Echad Omer, one Pasuk says that as Daniel describes how he saw Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Levushei Kedelek Chivar. He's wearing his garment is white like snow. Usar Reshei, and his head, Kamenoka, is like clean white wool. Ksiv, but the other pasuk says, Kavutzosov Tatalim Shchayrus Koyrus, that his hair is black like a raven. So obviously we have this question, how does he Kaviyocha look? Does he look like he has white hair, or does he look like he has black hair? How do we reconcile this? Answers the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lekasha, can be yeshiva, when he's coming to judge Klal Yisrael, and he wants to judge Klal Yisrael favorably. So since he wants to judge Klal Yisrael favorably, he looks like a old man who has much rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. Can beis mechama. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going out the whole battle, then he looks like he's a young, powerful person. Davamar, ein lecha nor b'yeshiva. There's nobody who's more desirable to be in a bezdin, el zaken, an elderly person. An elderly person has the rachmanis. Ein lecha nor b'mechama. But when one is going out to battle, then you need a young el bacher. And therefore, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is, of course, as we have to understand this entire Gemara. The entire Gemara needs to be understood that a Kodesh Baruch Hu ain a guf, lo yasigu masige guf. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a human being. And the characteristics that we could give to a human being, of course, don't apply to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is not able to be seen to us in that way. But what the Gemara means to say is that these are all the ways we understand Hashem. And what we need to understand Hashem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is multidimensional. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in different ways according to the requirements of that moment. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses different midos for different situations. And sometimes he uses the midos of Rachamim, sometimes he uses the midos of Dim. That's why
That's why it says the Kedusha slave continues the Gemara. Kosef Echarama, one pasuk says, Karsei Shvivim Dinrim, that his seat is made out of fire. And Kosef Echarimer, another pasuk says, Adi Karsovin Roman Vatik Yom Yosef, before the throne was made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on that throne to judge the world. Says the Malach Kasha, Echad Loi, one throne HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares for himself, Vechad David, and one he prepares for David, the Rebbe Kiva. David Melch Yisrael, Amar Loi Rebbe Yosef Lila Kiva, so he said to him, Akiva, Masei at Oysa Shechina Chol, how long do you make the Shechina, do you treat the Shechina like you treat everybody else? Ella, Echel Din, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on Din, Vechel Tzedakah. So one throne is for Tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Kibbul Minei or Likibbul Minei. So the question was that they accept from Yosef Galili what he said to Rabbi Kiva's Pshat. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Echel Din, Vechel Tzedakah, Div Rabbi Kiva. Amalach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva, Malach Eitz Lagoda. It's inappropriate for you to be learning Agadata. What you should be learning, Kalei Medebrisecha, withhold what you have to say, Eitzel Negoim Va'olos. You should be learning Negoim Va'olos. Ela Echel Kisev Echel Srafraf. One is for Kodesh Baruch Hu's seat, and one is for the stool. Kesev Leishav Olav, the Kesev, the kisei is where Kodesh Baruch Hu sits on, and Sarafrov, the stool, is Ladoim Raglov, is for his feet. Shenema Shemaim Kisi, the Eretz Ladoim Ragli. So we see from here, Rabbi Kiva accepted Rabbi Yossi Haglili's point against him, because originally Rabbi Kiva said, Echad Loi Vechad David. And then we find that he retracted and he accepted different pshat. So obviously, he accepted that criticism. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was saying a drasha in Agadata, and after he finished, but they told him Kaloch Eitzel Negoyim Vahalos. So what was meant by saying this? So I saw that the Sefer Masa Kodesh explains that when we speak about oil, Negoyim and Oilos, there's a special interesting din. That as soon as somebody walks into the home where there's a nifter, or as soon as somebody walks into the place where a negoyim, he becomes tamei. Certainly, if that's the case by something negative, by tumah, certainly that midat tov meruba, and therefore what he was saying to him was kalach etzel negoyim va'olos. What you should do is, and other people need a gadata. There are people that need a good drasha to convince them to do what's appropriate. But there's another way how to get to that madrega. The other way to get to that madrega is by being in the proximity of a tzaddik. Where do we learn that that's the way you can reach madrega in Kedusha? As we just said, from the Goyim Va'olos. So what he told them was, Kaleich, go to Negoyim Va'olos. You, just by people coming in contact with you, they can reach high madregas in Torah, and there's no reason that you need to say drushes and agarato. Says the Makos Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Tisrael from Bavel, Omer, Shloish Asu Klolos Kili Yishaya Yisrael. Yishaya cursed Klal Yisrael with 18 Klolos. V'loin Niskaru Datoi, and he wasn't calmed down. Until he said this pasuk, Yehava Hanar B'Zokin V'Nikla V'Nichbad. There will become a time that there will be no Derech Eretz, that all the younger people will not have Derech Eretz for all the people. So of course, all the Mefarshim asked the question. Yeshaya Navi certainly was not an enemy of Klal Yisrael. So why did he find it necessary that he should curse Klal Yisrael? And the Gemara is saying it was such a serious curse. Why did he find it necessary to treat Klal Yisrael in such a fashion? So the Kli Yakar explains that when Yeshaya saw what all the tzaras that Klal Yisrael was suffering, he didn't understand why does Klal Yisrael deserve such terrible punishment. He knew the people of his time, and he knew that the people of time maybe weren't great, but they should deserve such terrible punishment. And that's what he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did they deserve this punishment? And then Yeshaya and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, the reason they deserve this type of punishment is it goes back to the Chet Meraglim. But the Chet Meraglim also emanated from the fact that they did not have the proper Derech Eretz for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Yeshaya understood that we in all generations suffer from that sin. Another pshat that the Iyayam suggests is that Yeshaya was a Navi, and he was a person that would go around, of course, speaking and trying to collect Klal Yisrael to do better. And they didn't accept his admonishment to them. So he says that, and he started to think that the reason that not accepting what he has to say is because he's not saying it in a proper fashion. He's not saying it in a way that people will really understand what he has to say. So he says that, and that of course obviously bothered him very much. Says the Iyam, but then when he recognized the personality of the people in his time, and he realized that these were people who just didn't have the right Derech Eretz, so he realized that it wasn't an issue with him, it was an issue with the people. The Mashiach explains that the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says that in the time when Mashiach comes, there will be chutzpah yaspe. There's going to be much chutzpah in the world. And therefore Yeshaya, when he saw that the people of his time started living a world without Derech Eretz, with chutzpah, he in a way was consoled, because he said, now I realize that Mashiach is coming soon, and that was his consolation. Another pshat is that Yeshaya was upset because he knows that Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. And if Klal Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, if there are people who are not anxious, who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, so then not only are the people who are doing Averis going to suffer, but even the people who are supposed to tell, other people who are supposed to tell them what to do and make sure that they don't do the wrong thing will suffer. But says the Gemara, that Yeshaya then realized that the people of his time were people who were not ready to accept Mussar. If they're individuals who are not ready to accept Mussar, then there is no complaint why they're not accepting Mussar one from the other. Another pshat is that why he was upset, that why isn't the schus of the zakenim of that time strong enough to protect the people of that generation. But he says that once he realized that the people did not have the proper covered and derech eretz for the zakenim, when he realized that that was the situation, he says zakenim could only protect the people in a time when they are being respected properly. But if they're not being respected properly, there's no way that they could protect the generation. The Yalkut Geshuni explains that Yeshaya saw that the punishment of the people in his time is shloike derech hateva, totally not normal, in a terrible fashion. And he couldn't understand why. But once he realized that the people of his time act in such a not regular fashion. Normally, of course, people are supposed to show their cheretz for older people, and they don't. That's the way the world, and they're not acting in that way. He understood why they're getting such terrible punishment. Another pshat that I saw from Chaim Shmulevitz Tzal is that, in a way, this speaks about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Because in the world, unfortunately, there are many people that don't act with the proper respect to older people. And that sort of became the way people live. But by Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara, when Yeshaya saw that people aren't acting with respect, that is the biggest klala. That shows that Klal Yisrael, what's normal by them, is not like by other people. We are people that respect older people, that respect greater people. Says the Gemara, Shmaina as a klalos my ninu. Why were the 18 klalos that they were cursed? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kinei har Adon Hashem Tzvokos, Meisei Mirushalayim, and the Gemara is going to explain all these. Mishnah Mishana, Komishan Lechem, the Komishan Mayim, Gibor, Vish Mechama, Shoifit V'Navi, V'Kaisim V'Zokit, Sar Chamishim, V'Nesu Ponim, V'Yoyitz V'Chochem, Charoshim, V'Nevoim, Lochash, and then we end, V'Nesati, Na'arim, Sareim, Salulim, Yim Shlubam. And the Gemara identifies each one of these people, each one of these clothes. Mishon, the Pasuk says that Hashem will remove from Klaiso Mishon, Elu Bala Mikra. Those are the people who learn Chumash. Mishana, Elu Bala Mishnah, are the people who learn Mishnah. Kigan Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamer v'Chaverov, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamer and his colleagues, Pligaba, Rapapa Rabbanan. And there's a Machlokes Rapapa Rabbanan. Charam Shesh Smei Sidri Mishnah. One says that there were originally 600 Sidarim of Mishnayis. The Charam, and the other one says there were originally Shva Esim Sidri Mishnah. There were 700 Sidri Mishnah. Al Meshe Lechem, says the Gemara, those are the Balei Talmud. Those are the people that learn Shas. Because to be able to understand from a Mishnah itself, it's not adequate. We can't understand how to deal with a Shaila just by learning Mishnayis. Shnev l'chu lachmu b'lachmi, l'shesu b'yayim b'chsachti. And the Mepharshim explained that lechem, bread, is the most staple food item. And once somebody has bread, he has enough to live on. Somebody who's not that healthy, then he needs other food to eat. Somebody who learns Torah, so he has bread. He has what's necessary to survive. The Mashah explains that the bread is what gives nourishment to a person to live. So too is the Talmud is the best nourishment. Somebody who learns Gemara is feeding his neshama with the best food that he could give the neshama to live on. The Kamishamayim, Ela Balagoda. The Mishamayim refers to Agarta. Shemayish Chen Liba Shladam. When somebody learns Agarta Gemara, they enjoy learning the Agarta Gemara. Kamayish Shemayim, just like water flows, so too the Agada flows, and people are anxious and understand to learn it. So Radak explains that why is it compared to water? To teach us that just like one, of course, cannot survive without water, so too can one not survive without the Vetaira, but particularly one cannot survive without a Garata, because a Garata teaches us the way to live. And if we're not going to live properly, it may derech Eretz and ain't Torah. The Mashah explains that one who's thirsty drinks water, so too one is anxious to drink the water of a Garata. So too, the Menorah Samar explains that a person can't just drink water once a day and I'll have enough water for the entire day. Sometimes you could eat a meal and you'll eat one meal and that will be enough for the entire day. But by water, you need to drink it constantly. So too, he explains, when it comes to Agarata Gemara, when it comes to Divrei Yerushalayim, it's not enough just to once learn Divrei Yerushalayim and that will be adequate. But a person has to constantly, on a regular basis, feed himself. The Reb Chaim Konyevsky, in his Sefer Talmud the Kra, says a different pshat. He says, the Gemara Masechet Brachah says, Hashos Samayim L'Tzimoy. If somebody drinks water, not because he wants to drink, he's drinking because he's thirsty, then he doesn't make a bracha. So too, he says, by Torah. If somebody learns Torah, and he doesn't enjoy what he's learning, then he doesn't make a birchas Torah on it. Torah only could be considered that successful, that you've been successful in learning Torah, if you drink it like a person who's thirsty drinks Torah. And that's why the Agarta, which we just explained, refers to the Yerushalayim in Torah, has to be learned in a fashion that a person is satisfied with his learning, and that's why he learns the Torah that way. So here we see that the Gemara just mentioned that there were maybe originally 600 or 700 Sidrei Mishnah. We know that we're left now with 6 Sidrei Mishnah. So I saw that there was once a conversation that Rav Chaim Brisker and Chofetz Chaim. And what happened was, that, as we're learning now in the Gemara, there were so many different, Rav Chaim asked Chofetz Chaim, we see there were so many different Sidrei Mishnah, and we only have so little left. What happened to all of them? So the Chofetz Chaim said that everything that is in those 600, 700 Sidrei Mishnah, we, through our learning, are able to extract it from the learning. But we have that in the Shas, and they had it in the Mishnayos. So what's the difference if it's in Mishnayos or it's in the Gemara? So if it's taught to us in the Mishnayos, or it's taught to us, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, from the Gemara, from the Rishonim or the Achronim. So Rav Chaim Brisker said that whatever is in Mishnayos, as the Gemara says in Masechta Erevin, there's a rule, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. Everything is considered a proper opinion. We don't have that rule on what the Rishonim and Achronim say. And what they say can actually be refuted. Gibor Zabal Shmuz, somebody who heard many different halachas from his rabbeim. Vish Mechama, who's an Ish Mechama? Shidei Lisa Velitain B'mchamta Shatayra. Somebody who could keep up in a machloikis of the Vetayra, somebody who's able to be Mechadish Chivetayra. I saw the Ben Ishchai explains the Gemara. When the Gemara says that Shidei Lita Velisa B'mchamta Shatayra, he says that the Gemara says, the Kamash Talmud Basig Osig Lechadish, everything that any Talmud, as we just mentioned, will say in Divrei Torah in all generations, the Halach was already said to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. But even though it was said to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, the time to say it didn't come until the time comes now. That's Pshat what the Gemara says. Shidei Lisa, he was holding on. Lisa means to carry. This Dvar Torah, Lisa, was held on till now, and Litain, the time for it to become expressed, came now. Ishmach Shoifet, Zadayin Shadon Dinas Lamitai. The Dain, the Paskins, the Shaila Lamitai. So, of course, all the Mefarshim ask, what does it mean, Don Dain Amos Lamitai? So, Tosfos explains that Don Dain Amos Lamitai means that he knows to say the truth. And the way I saw that the Rishonim and Achronim explain what this means to say is that there's a din Torah in front of somebody, in front of a Rav. And the Rav knows what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And according to what it says strictly in Shulchan Aruch, this person should prevail, this person should not prevail. But the Dayan senses what is correct and what is not correct. So the Dayan has to be smart. And the Dayan has to take the approach that even though technically this is what I should do, what I'm supposed to really look for is the emes. And if the emes is not the way it says it strictly according to the letter of the law, I shouldn't pass in the shaila that way. Navi, kamashma, we all know what a navi is. Kaisim zamelech. When the pasuk says kaisim, there will no longer be in klai yisrael. Kaisim, it refers to melech. Shenemar, kaisim, kesim asusim melech. Zokin, that somebody should royal yeshiva, somebody who could be sitting and learning. And that's the person, the Rishonim explain, who could give advice how to live. Sar Chamishim, Al Tikri Sar Chamishim, says the Gemara, El Sar Chamushim. What does that mean? Zesh Yedei Litz of Elitin B'Chamishi Chom Shetayra. It's an individual who could explain the Psukim Chamishi Torah. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, we already learned a few moments ago that there were Bali Mikra. So what's the difference between a Baal Mikra and somebody who goes to the day of Elisa of Elisa and B'chamisha Torah? So the Mashah explains, one individual is a Baki, is an expert in Tanakh, but he doesn't necessarily know how to explain the Psukim of Tanakh properly. This individual is an individual who is able to explain the Psukim in the Torah. And the way the Ben Ish Chai explains, the Ben Ish Chai says, what really makes a Talmud Chochem is an individual who's able to take different subjects that seemingly are not connected, that are seemingly not the same, and be able to learn halacha one from the other. Says the Gemara, that's exactly who the Baal Chumshin are. So the Baal Chumshin, explains the Ben Yoyada, are such individuals. They're able to take different types of subjects and learn halacha one from the other. From this pasuk we learn, we don't appoint a meturgeman. We know that the meturgeman was the one that actually said the drasha to the tzibur. We don't appoint a meturgeman, our tzibur, under 50 years old. Because it's a position of authority, and you have to be at least 50 years old to be worthy of that position. The suponim, there are people that the entire generation is saved because of them. Lamala. We all remember the famous Gemara that Reb Chanina ben Doisa died by Kaf Charuvin. He didn't need much, but the whole world in Islam in front of was survived and sustained because of him. Lamata, and who as a person that the king, the government, has respect for, Kigan Avua Beya Kaiser, that they had tremendous respect for him and they treated all of Klal Yisrael properly because of him. Yoetz, Shidei Lab Shonim Lekvay Chadoshim, he's an expert in the Chokhmah of knowing how to set the calendar. Chokhm, Satam Chokhm Amach Mr. Boysov, Atam Chokhm that outshines his Rabbeim. Charoshim is an individual. The Bishar B'Sayach B'Divrei Torah, once he starts saying Divrei Torah, Hakol Nasim Kacharshim, everybody remains silent because he's such a wonderful Talmud Chacham. Novoin, Zameven Dover Metoich Dover, a person who's able to, as we said before, take different subjects and use them to help him grow in his learning. Lachat Zeshiroi Limsaloi Divrei Torah Shnita Belachash. He's a person who we've been speaking about in our shiurim. He's an individual who people are able to, who is worthy of learning Sisrei Torah. Nasati Norm Sarayim, says the word Nasati Norm Sarayim. Amar Rabbi Lazar, what does that mean? El b'nei Adam Shemenurim in a mitzvahs. These are people who don't do any mitzvahs. And the Shalulim Yimshalbam. Amar Rav Acha B'Yakov. Tlali Banta Ali. They're foxes that are the sons of foxes. Wolves, the sons of wolves. And not only are they not great people, but that's where they come from. They come from families like that. Vlaniskara, Data, but with everything that we learned, he didn't calm down, as we explained extensively before. The biggest curse that he gave them is Acha Amalem Yahavu Nar Bazokin. El Bene Adam, Shemenurim and Mitzvahs. People who don't do mitzvahs, they're devoid of any mitzvahs. You harvu b'mi shememoli mitzvahs kareimin, and they will act with lack of respect, with disrespect to people who are satiated with mitzvahs. V'nikla b'nichmed yavami shechamuris toimus alav ke kalos. Let somebody who the most serious mitzvahs he takes them not seriously. V'yahavu. And he shows disrespect. The Misha Kal Stovislav Kachamur is somebody who even the smallest mitzvah is considered by him very significant. And again, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, going back to a verse that we said before, when we have people that are so satiated with mitzvahs, and you have people that don't do mitzvahs, and the people who do the mitzvahs haven't gotten that the people who don't do the mitzvah should act properly, that's when all the tzaras come. Amar Rav Ketina, I feel b'shas kishlonish Yerushalayim. Even when Yerushalayim fell, loy paskum mehem ba'alei amona. There were always honest people in Yerushalayim. Shenemar, ki yispeis ish ba'elcha beis aviv. When one person will approach another person and he'll say to him, Simlcha katzim tielano. And the Gemara says, Dvarim shibnei adam miskasim k'may simla. Something that is hidden, like Torah. Yeshna tachas yotcha. And they will say to him, you are a Talmud Chacham. And because you are a Talmud Chacham, katzim tielano. It is appropriate that you should be our leader. V'machshela azois. My asked my wife, Achshel Azois, what does this stumbling mean? Dvarim Shem Bnei Adam Oimdim Aleihem, things that people don't know, Elm Kain Nichshel Behem, until they make a mistake. Divrei Torah, one only becomes a Talmud Chacham if he learns and learns, and he makes mistakes, and then he corrects himself. It says, Yesh Don Tachas Yatcha, you are expert in those in Divrei Torah, and therefore it's appropriate that you should be a leader, and that person who's approached and asked, he should be a leader. Yisa, says the Gemara, when the Pasuk says the word Yisa, what it means to say is, En Yisa Lashon Shvua. He makes a Shvua. Shnem, as the Pasuk says, that the word Yisa is connected to Shvua, because the Pasuk says, Lesisa, Hashem Alakach Lashav, that one, of course, may not make a false Shvua. He says, you have me wrong. I'm not an individual who sat and learned in yeshiva. I'm not the person that deserves to be a leader. When you have people that were ready to admit that they aren't the Talmidei Chachamim that they are, that they people think they are, the honesty of these individuals, that's what that was always existent in Shalayim. Ask the Gemara, why is that considered such a compliment? Dilma Shani Hasam, the Amrla Gemirna, if this individual who's being approached and being said that you're such a great Talmud Chacham will say, yes, I am a Talmud Chacham, Amrilay, they're going to ask him, Amrilon, Amrilon, tell us some Divrei Torah, and he won't be able to. So that's why he's being smart. By being honest. By being honest, he won't be embarrassed when he'll be asked a question or be asked to say a Dvar Torah, which he won't be able to say. Says the Gemara, that isn't the problem, because he could always say, Havalei Lameima, Gavim V'Shachach, that I once knew the Divrei Torah, and I forgot them. Mai Lo Yeh Chavish, says the Gemara, Mai Lo Yeh Chavish, Lo Yeh Chavish Klal. That means he's willing to say that I never learned. And the fact that he's willing to say that I never learned, that is soul's honesty. And he says the Gemara that Yerushalayim always had honest people. That Yerushalayim was only destroyed when honest people no longer exist amongst them. If there's anybody who does things honestly, mevakish amuna, or somebody wants to be honest, veslach Lord, then I will forgive you, Yerushalayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel says that there is nobody honest to be found in Yerushalayim. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Kam b'divrei Torah, in divrei Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim remained honest, v'abba masim metan, but not when it came to business. B'divrei Torah havu, there were always in Yerushalayim, honest Talmid Chachamim, but Kam b'Masav Matan, when it came to business, to their dealings one with the other, that unfortunately did not remain. Tana Abba Masav Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Sheirochev Al Chamor. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was riding on a donkey, Vayhoy Mahalik V'Derech, traveling. Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach Mechama Achrov, and Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach was leading the donkey. Omaloi. So Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rebbe, Shneli, please teach me Perk Echad the Masa Merkava. As we discussed in the previous year, that they were learning the Masa Merkava, which is so difficult. And therefore, the Masha explains, why did he only decide that now is the right time to learn Masa Merkava when they're riding on a donkey? So the Masha explains that the halacha is that Masa Merkava, as we discussed in the previous year, has to be learned not publicly. So when they're in the Beis HaMedrash and everybody's learning, says the Masha, it's not the place to learn something like the Masa Merkava. So that's why they waited to learn the Maisa Makava while they were on the road. When they're on the road, there's nobody there that's going to interrupt them from the learning. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw, that the Gemara says that a oisa b'masa makava, that if somebody's learning the masa makava, one may not interrupt them in the middle of his learning. So he wanted that they should not be interrupted as they're traveling. And since it was his desire not to be interrupted while he was traveling, he says, what we could do is we'll learn Maisa Makava, and nobody will interrupt us because you're not allowed to be interrupted while you're learning the Maisa Makava. Amaloi, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to Vloi Kach Shanisu Lechem, that I didn't teach you Loi Makava B'Yochid. We don't teach the Maisa Makava to an individual. Elam Ken Ayachacha Mevim Medatoi. You have to be on a very high Madrega. And he was saying to him that you're not yet on that Madrega. Even though the Mefarshim says, that it says in Pirkei Avos about Rabbi Elazar that he is a Mayan Hamizgaber, says the Sefer Chasdei David that only happened later. He wasn't yet at this time in his life a person that was on that Madrega. Another pshat the Ben Yoyada offers is that even such a great individual, we learned in our previous year, should only be taught the Rashi Prakim of the Maisa Makava. And he wanted to learn Perek Echad. He wanted to learn an entire Perek. And Rabbi Yochanan told him, we learned in the previous year that you're only supposed to be taught Rashi Prakim. I can't teach you an entire Perek. Ella Amaloi, Rabbi Tashini, Lamel Fenachat Davach Shlomotani. So Rabbi Loza says to Rabbi Yochanan, please let me say to you something that you taught me. Amaloi Amar, you have permission. Yad Yard Rabbi Yochanan Zaki Ben Achamar. Let me tell you something that I know about the Maisa Makava. Says the Gemara, Yad Yard Rabbi Yochanan Zaki Ben Achamar. Rabbi Yochanan descended from the donkey. Nesatif, he put on his talus over his head. Yoshal Evan Tachas Azayis. And he sat on a stone under an olive tree. Amaloi. So Rabbi Lozman Arach says to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rabbi, Menei Ma Yeratam Alachamor, why did you go off the donkey? Amaloi, Efshat the Dorish B'Masa Makava. Are you going to start speaking about the Masa Makava? Or Shechina Imanu, and the Shechina is going to be with us. Or Malach Esharis Malabanoi Sonu, and you will be escorted with the Malach Esharis, Vani Erkav Alachamor, and while you're doing this, I'll ride on a donkey. Miad Pasuk Rabbi Lozman Arach, the Masa Makava V'Dorash. He began to say, the Pasuk says, and the Gemara says, as he said it, V'yod Eishim Shemayim, fire came down from the heaven, the Sivvay Kalalon Shemisada, it encircled all the trees in the field. Pasuk Kulan, and all the trees began Amru Shira, began saying Shira, or Mas Shira Amru, says the Gemara, what was the Shir that they said? They said, how was Hashem in Aretz, Taninim V'chol Tohoimais, Eitz Pri V'chol Arozim, Haluka. Nana and Malach Menaish. The Malach that was created from this fire said for Omar, Hey Nain Mas Makava. What Rabbi Lozman Aroich just said is the proper explanation of the Mas Makava. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, when all of this happened, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai got up, Vinoshkoi, and kissed Rabbi Lozman Ben Aroch al Rosh on his head. Vama, Baruch Hashem al Kay Yisrael, Shanosim Ben Lavram Avinu, he gave a child to Avram Avinu, Shiyadei Lohavin al-Hachkar, Lidrish B'Masa Makava, that he's an expert in the Masa Makava. Yeshina Darish V'Einam Mekayim, you have individuals who could say great speeches, but they don't behave accordingly. Yesh Na Mekayim V'Einam Darish, the people that act properly, but aren't necessarily great Talmid Chachomim. Vata, but you, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroich, No Darish V'Einam Mekayim, you are a great individual. Ashrech Avram Avinu, great is lucky is Avram Avinu, blessed is Avram Avinu, Shalom Aroch Yotzmascha, that you have a grandson like Avram Avinu, so, like Elazar Aroch. Why is Avram Avinu the one that's mentioned over here? So the Mashal explains, we just saw that Rabbi Yochanan actually did not want to teach Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch what the Masa Makava teaches us. So how did Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch know what it says in the Masa Makava? He must have studied it himself. Who was the first person that studied Torah by himself, that in his own initiative came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course, Avram Avinu. And that's why Avram Avinu as the person, the Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who followed his lifestyle, should be mentioned. When all of this was said to Rabbi Yeshua, he and Rabbi Yossi were walking on the road. So they also started feeling, let's learn the Mas Makava. It was in the summer, where we know in Eretz Yisrael, it normally doesn't rain or get cloudy in the summer. But the sky got cloudy, and it looked like a rainbow. And the Mefarshim say that the Mashal says, it says Knira Ein Keshes, because actually the sight of the rainbow is a klala. So what they're doing is they're learning Torah. So it's only Ein Keshes, that they didn't see the actual rainbow. But the Ben Yoyada says it was the rainbow, because as the Pasuk says in Parashas Noach, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world because people do sins, he brings out the rainbow. And what the message that was being sent was, you Talmid Chachamim, by learning Torah, are saving the world. And the rainbow, even if the world deserves destruction, which is what's shown by the rainbow, the world will be saved because of Talmid Chachamim like you. And the Malachi Asharis came to hear their Divrei Torah. Just like when there's an orchestra playing at a wedding and people come to see how they're playing, here too, everybody, the Malachim, came to observe these Talmid Chachamim learning Torah. Holach Rabbi Yosef Koyin v'siper hadvarim l'fnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yosef Koyin said over what happened to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Omam, Ashrechem, you are worthy, v'ashrei yiladetechem. Ashrei einai shekach ro, wonderful is it for my eyes that had the schus to see such talmidim. Vaf ani v'atem b'chaloimi, we all together in my dream, shemesubim ayinu al har Sinai, we were together in Har Sinai, but not when Abbas Kol Shemayim, and Abbas Kol emanated from Shemayim, Alulakan, come to Shemayim, Traklin Gedolim, wonderful palaces, Matzos Nois Matzos Lechem, and wonderful couches, Atem V'Talmidechem, V'Talmidei Talmidechem, Mizmonim L'Kash Shlishis, are the seven groups that are going to see the Shechina, and you're going to be in the third group that's going to see the Mashiach. Eini, says the Gemara, is that true? Betanya, that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said over about the Mas Makava to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ask them, Betanya, have we not learned? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Shalosh Hatzos Hein, there were three people that said drushes on the Mas Makava. Rabbi Shua hits a dvarim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Shua said a drasha in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chananya ben Chinoy hirtza l'fnei Rabbi Kiva. Chananya ben Chinoy said in front of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva hirtza l'fnei Rabbi Shua. And Chananya ben Chinoy hirtza l'fnei Rabbi Kiva. But says the Gemara, v'ilu Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, we don't have any record that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says any shir in the Mas Makava to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So how do we understand this episode that the Gemara just reported? Answers the Gemara. There's the art saver Eretz Kamai. Somebody who said a drasha to other people, and other people said drasha to him, kachoshev, a mention in that brisa. The artsu, but somebody who said a drasha, but other people did not say a drasha in front of him, loy kachoshev, is not mentioned in this brisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, even though he was an individual who we just learned, said a drasha to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but we don't find that anybody said a drasha in the Mas Makava to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. And that's why he's not mentioned in this brisa. Ask the Gemara, v'chananya ben Achnoi, Chananya ben Chinoy, who's mentioned this brisa, the loy artsu kamai, nobody ever said a drasha in the Maisa Makava to him, and yet kachoshev, he's mentioned this brisa. Says the Gemara, even though nobody ever said a drasha to him in the Maisa Makava, he was an individual, the artsu mi kamei man da artsay, somebody
said a drasha to somebody that said a drasha to others. So even though he was never an individual that said a drasha, the drashas of Ma'aseh Merkabah was said to him, still, he said it to people that said drashas to others. And that's enough to make him be able to be counted in that brisa. Tana Baran, Arba Nechnug B'Pardes, the four individual that came into the Pardes. Pardes means that while they were in this world, the Pashup Shat, they were in this world, but they were able to enter Gan Eden. Elohein, Ben Azai, Uben Zoyma, Acher V'Rekiva. Amalam V'Rekiva, Shtatim Magim Eitzel Avnei Shayish Tahor. There's a pure water. Atam Ramayim Mayim. They look like water, but they're really stones. And if you're going to call them water, then you're saying something which is untrue in Gan Eden. M'shim Shenemar, and the Pasuk says, Doi V'Shikarim, somebody who's dishonest, Layikin Legan Einai, cannot survive in the Gan Eden. Ben Azai Hitzitz, Ben Azai attempted to look at the Shechina, or Mace. And he passed away, because the Pasuk says, Ki lo yirani odo v'chai. A person cannot survive seeing the Shechina Kedosha. Volov, Akos Voimer, Yokob Enei Hashem, Hamafsul Lachsidov. He died young, and it was something that was difficult, Kav Yochel for Kadosh Baruch Hu, to accept that this great person died young. Ben Zayma Hitzitz, he looked at the Shechina v'Hitzitz, and it caused him to be mentally affected. Volov Akos Voimer, Dvash matzasa, if you find honey, echol deyachol. Just eat as much as you can. Pen tizbe'ena, maybe you'll eat too much, vehekaisoi, and you will expel it, you'll vomit it. The person has to be careful not to look where he's not supposed to look. Acher kitzitz benetivis. Acher did the wrong thing by looking where he wasn't supposed to look, and he wasn't able to withstand what he saw. It caused him to become an apikairis, and rekiva yotzeh b'shalom. Says the Gemara, Shaulas ben Zoyma, they asked ben Zoyma, Baalus Rusa Kalba, may one sterilize a dog? Animals, under normal circumstances, may not be sterilized. The question is, what is the halacha regarding a dog? Because, as the Mefarshim explained, we find throughout halacha that dogs are considered the lowest level animal. And since dogs are considered the lowest level animals, that's why, even though other animals, of course, may not be sterilized, castrated, maybe a dog is different. Amalhem, the pasuk says, Ben Zoyma said, regarding kabanas, Umach v'kosus v'nosus v'koros le'sekriv l'Hashem, u'ba'atzchem le'sasu. We learn from here, kol ba'atzchem, any animal that's in your amongst you, le'sasu. You're not allowed to sterilize. And therefore, even the dog may not be sterilized. And the way the Rishayim explained the Gemara, we know there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are tluyas baretz, there are mitzvahs that are connected to Eretz Yisrael, and the mitzvahs that are not connected to a certain country. Certainly the Isser to sterilize should not be limited to Eretz Yisrael, because it has nothing to do with a mitzvah tluyas baretz. So when the Pasuk says Ba'artzachem, the word Ba'artzachem must come to teach us something else. And the Pasuk Ba'artzachem is coming to teach us that any animal, wherever, should not be sterilized. Shalom Bezaimer, Besula Shibra. If you have a woman who never had relations but is pregnant, and we know that a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a Besula. So on one hand, this girl is a Besula. On the other hand, she's already pregnant. Ma'al Kohen Gadol, may the Kohen Gadol marry or not? And the question is, Chashina l'Shmuel, do we need to be concerned for what Shmuel said? Dama Shmuel, Yochani Livol Kamabilis, that I have the ability to have relations, B'loy Dam, without breaking the Besulim. Meaning, he says that I'm able to have relations with the woman, even though the woman had relations, she still should look like a Besula. Adama, that somebody should be able to do that. The Shmuel Ashchicha, and we don't need to be concerned. Amlem, the Shmuel Ashchicha. We don't have to be concerned that that's what happened here. The question is, how did she get pregnant? If it has to be only with a bia, and you're saying that we need not be concerned that maybe the bia was done in a way that doesn't break the psulim. Says the Mar Chashinan Shemibati Ivra. She went into a body of water where there was
semen there from before, and that semen entered her body without her having relations, and that child became pregnant. Ask the Gemara, but how could Shichva Zera make a woman pregnant that way? Didn't Shmuel teach us, if the Shichva Zera did not leave the person's body with its full force, it can't make the woman pregnant. And here it only entered her body by her being in a pool of water. Answers the Gemara, what happened here was that when it left the man's body, it left his body with that force. So even though when it entered the woman's body, it didn't enter the woman's body that way, that isn't an issue. As long as it leaves the man's body that way, it's enough to impregnate her.